The US Report, thanks to Peters of Kensington. Grand reopening sale on now. petersofkensington.com.au.
I went and saw the movie Jackie yesterday. You should have seen what the Secret Service thought when Jackie Onassis said, "We're going to walk down Pennsylvania Avenue to bury my husband, JFK." Those sorts of security nightmares are probably going through the Secret Service right as we speak. Harley Carnes joins us with the inauguration coming up on Saturday, our time. It's going to be a big challenge.
It is going to be a big challenge, Stephen. There's no question. As a matter of fact, the Secret Service Director, Joe Clancy, put it this way, and they're always the very laid-back, circumspect kind of guys. He said the threat environment for this inauguration is different from previous ones.
Different. What's the definition of different?
Yeah, the difference is, for example, they've had to deploy countermeasures to prevent a large truck attack like those in Nice, France, and Berlin. There have been several episodes that took place during the campaign where people jumped over bike racks or security zones into what they call the buffer zone. He said, in the past, that was very rare. People wouldn't do something like that. Today, people are all too willing to do that sort of thing. He says that Washington, the FBI said, in fact, that Washington is mentioned daily as a potential target in terrorist chatter that they intercept all over around the world. Jay Johnson, the Secretary of Homeland Security, said that there's no specific credible threat, but as he put it, that's only part of the story. And then you add to that news today that a group in San Francisco has ads running in 20 states offering to pay people to interrupt, to agitate during the inauguration events.
Really?
Yes, unbelievable. I mean, these are ads that say, get paid fighting against Trump. The job offers a monthly retainer, $2,500, plus standard per event pay of $50 an hour, as long as you participate in at least six events a year. That's reading from their circular. Plus health, vision, and dental insurance for what they call full-time operatives.
Well, that's mad stuff. They ought to arrest the people who are trying to do that. Speaking about terrorism, the wife of the bloke who walked into that nightclub's been arrested.
Yes, Noor Salman, her name, age 30. She's been charged with helping this this alleged terrorist by giving aid and comfort and actual material support for ISIS, aiding and abetting the crime. Is the charge. She faces a couple of counts in the indictment. Allegedly gave money, bought ammunition for him. And so now when she says, "I didn't know anything about it. I was unaware of everything," the prosecutors have decided, we don't buy that, not even a little bit.
The last man on the moon, Gene Cernan's dead. He went a couple of times, didn't he, Harley?
Yes, and the last time was in Apollo 17, his footsteps on the moon are still visible.
Really?
40 years later. Yeah, you can still, they can still see them. I don't know how they know that they can do that, but that's what NASA says. Well, there's no weather. I mean, I guess the wind, whatever there is, has not disturbed them. And he said back in 2007 when he was talking about it, when it was time to leave the moon, and he had to walk up these steps to get back into the lander. He said, those steps up that ladder, they were tough to make. I didn't want to go up. I wanted to stay a while. The family said, even at age 82, Gene was passionate about sharing his desire to see the continued human exploration of space and encouraged our nation's leaders and young people to not let him remain the last man to walk on the moon.
Yeah, great personalities, those astronauts. They don't make them like that anymore. Harley, thank you very much, mate. I'll talk to you tomorrow.
Thank you, Bob.
Harley Carnes in the U.S.